of a Kama Perek Alf Mishnah Dalad. Chamisha Tamin. There are five types of Tamin that the Rab points out that do not normally damage, and if they damage, you pay Chatzi Nezik, half of what it damaged. The Chamisha Mu'adun. And there are five situations that an animal is a Mu'ad, which Lashon of Mu'ad is like a Lashon of Eidus, where we know that it's its derech to do damage, where the owner was warned, and in this case, you pay Nezik Shalom. So what are they? Habehema Eina Mu'edes, this is now talking about a Tam. Habehema Eina Mu'edes, Lo Ligach. A behema is not a Mu'ad to gore. So if it does it, it's out of the norm, and therefore you only pay a Chatzi Nezek. Lo Ligof, and also not to push by its body, which if you play hockey, to check. And this, by the way, the Rab points out, is a Tolda of Karen, of goring. Lo Lishoch, and not to bite. This is not talking about eating vegetables. This is talking about biting because it's angry to do damage. This too and these other ones are all told us of Karen because its kavana is to do damage. And then the Nemuka Yosef points out that's why Mave, Shane, where it just bites, and we said that it's called Mave because it sometimes reveals its teeth, sometimes it doesn't. That's because the animal's not in anger, it does that. But when an animal attacks, usually its teeth will always be revealed. You can think of like an image of jaws. You'll see all of its teeth and its gums. That's when an animal's angry, that's not Mave. Lo lirboitz, and not to trample onto something, to sit down because it's angry, to break it. Lo livot, and not to kick. All these things are out of the ordinary. They're toldos of Karen. However, it's a short tam, and therefore you pay chatzi nezek. Mishnah continues. Hashen mu'edes lecho l'saroi lo. Now we're not talking about Karen now. We're talking about Shane, where an animal just eats. So an animal that just eats something that it's fitting to eat, it's a mu'ed for that. And therefore you pay full nezek on Shane. Haregel mu'edus lishbor b'dach hilucha. And also regel, when an animal tramples while it walks, it's also mu'ed to do that. It's typical, so therefore you pay nezek shalim. V'shor ha-mu'ed, and the other case is a shor mu'ed, that's a shor that was warned three times, and it gores again, there you pay the full amount. V'shor ha-mazik b'rshus ha-nizik, and also even a shor tam, this is a libeder b'tarfin. The Rav says this is not the halacha, this specific point, that a shor ha-mazik, if it happens to go in the rishus ha-nizik, Rabbi Tarfin learns it out from a kal v'chomer of Shane and Regel, Rabbi Tarfin says that even a shor tam has to pay full nezik if the shor actually goes into the rishus of the nizik. However, we do not hold like this, the Rav says. V'ha adam, and man. Man is mu'ad la'olam, and man is always responsible for his actions, even if it's the first time. He has to pay the full amount. And now we list some animals that are not included in the of the chamisha mu'adim because they're not so shchiach, they're not so common. Hazaev, a wolf, va'ari, lion, va'adov, a bear, va'nomer. Most learn leopard, but it seems Tiferes Yisrael learns that a nomer is a tiger. Va'bardalus, bardalus also, the different mefarshim, some learn it's a hyena, seems the Rav is learning. Tiferes Yisrael says that a bardalus is a leopard, could be. Different opinions on a bardalus. Va'hanachosh, and a snake. These are all very friendly animals. Hare Eilim Uadim. All these animals are mu'ed. And if they do damage, you don't even need to be warned. They're already ruggled to do damage, and you have to pay Nezek Shalim. Rabbi Eliezer Arme Bizman Chein Bnei Tarbus Eilim Uadim. Rabbi Eliezer says if you train them, then they're not going to be mu'adim. If you have your pet lion, and it's fully trained, it's not a mu'ed. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Fanochesh mu'ed la'olam. However, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that no matter how much a snake is trained, it's still a snake, and it's mu'ed la'olam. Ma bein tam la'mu'ed. What's the difference between a tam and a mu'ed? Elish ha-tam mishalom chatzi nezek migufo. A tam, you pay chatzi nezek from the guf of the animal, the one that did the goring. That's what the payment comes from. You would sell that and use that money to pay. U'mu'ed mishalom nezek shalom min ha'aliyah. However, a sure mu'ed, not only do you pay the full amount, but you also pay min ha'aliyah, which means that regardless, even if the value of the animal that did the goring is worth less than half of the value of the animal that was gored, you're responsible to pay from your own money. And the truth is, you don't even look at the shor that did the goring when it comes to a shor mu'ed. Whatever you damage, you have to pay from your own nechasim. However, in the other case, a shor tam, what's interesting is that you pay from the guf of the shor. So let's say you have a dinky shor and it goes and gores and kills a very expensive shor. And even the selling of the little dinky shor is not even close to half of the value of the very expensive shor that you damaged, you're off the hook. Or, for example, if the shor that did the damaging dies, or is lost, or whatever, you're also off the hook. Because the shor tam pays chatzi nezik migufo of the shor that did the damaging. But a mu'ed, nothing to do with the shor that did the damaging, it's only on what you owe.